After striking Doc with the blackjack, the smugglers robbed him of all his money and left him unconscious. Tonight we find Sonny, Buddy, and Betty gathered around Doc. Now let's see if he has recovered from the blow on his head. Here they are.
Does your head feel better, Dad?
Yes, it's all right, I guess.
Gosh, there sure is a big bump there. It's a wonder it didn't crack your skull.
The blow just stunned me, that's all. Has anyone seen my wallet?
Yes, sir. That smuggler took it away from you after he hit you on the head.
Are you going to have him arrested, Doc?
No, I hardly think so. It's best just to let the matter drop. We're rid of them now for good. At least I hope we are.
But what if they tell the police about Sonny and Buddy if they threaten to do
it? They won't do that. It was just a bluff. You've all had lots of excitement, but things will be more pleasant for us when we get further away from the border. We're going to head for Mexico City.
Little Doc, could you come out here a minute, please, so the policeman wants to ask you some questions about the fight?
All right, Jocko, I'll be right out. And listen, everybody, if the police want to question you, don't tell them anything. Remember now.
Gee, Betty, we've had some thrilling experiences, haven't we?
You poor boys will never forget this trip, will you?
The most thrilling experience was when you were held by the bandits. Gosh, I was afraid we'd never find you.
You probably never would have found us if you hadn't dropped that letter with the secret code on it.
You know something, Buddy? Speaking about that letter reminds me that we haven't mailed it to our mother yet. We've had so much excitement, we've forgotten all about her.
Yes, and Doc promised to mail it for us.
Listen, boys, I'm going to tell you the truth. Dad doesn't intend to mail that letter to your mother.
What? Why, he promised he would.
I know he did, but he doesn't dare mail it. Dad took you boys away without your mother's consent. And the minute she finds out where we are, she'll have Dad arrested for kidnapping. And she might make trouble for me.
But, Betty, we've got to let our mother know where we are.
Of course we must. Why, just think. She doesn't even know whether we're alive or dead. I bet she's nearly crazy.
I know exactly how she feels.
Well, Betty, why don't you write our mother for us?
I can't do that, Buddy. It would be just the same as sending my own father to prison. As soon as your mother received the letter, she'd have Dad arrested.
Well, Betty, what are we going to do? We can't let our mother suffer any longer.
Well, as soon as Dad makes enough money to take him where he'll be safe from the law, I'm sure he'll send you back home. So please try to be patient a little while longer.
Well, we'll try to be patient, Betty, for your sake.
Tell me something, Buddy. You boys always speak of your mother. But what about your father? Is he alive?
We don't know. Mother seldom speaks of him.
Miss Betty, Mr. Doc says you ought to come outside now. It's time to give a show.
Oh, all right, Jocko. We're coming. Oh, boys, please don't mention our conversation to Dad.
We won't.
No, we won't.
All over here, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a little music, Betty. Here we are, here we are. We bring you two things to make you happy. A great little entertainment and the greatest painkiller in the world. Look at this bottle I hold in my hand. Folks, you're gazing upon a miracle. It will cure the children of biting their fingernails, or it will forever stop the old lady of chewing the rag. Now, wouldn't you give a dollar for anything that has the power I've just described? Of course you would. And I'm going to sell just 10 bottles in this crowd. Jocko, this healthy-looking Ethiopian, will pass among you. And while he's taking your dollars, we'll entertain you with a show.
How you feeling tonight, Sambo?
Oh, I feel all right, Rasters, except my feet sure is burning. Rasters, did you think a mustard bath would help my feet?
Why, sure it would. There ain't nothing better than mustard for hot dogs.
You said, and my corns, oh, Lord and mercy, they sure is worrying me a heap.
Corns? If you got corns too, Sambo?
Yeah, man.
Have you done anything for your corns?
Of course I ain't never done nothing for them.
How come?
Because they never done nothing for me.
And now, folks, Sambo is going to tell you all about his little rag doll.
Little painted lady, with your lovely clothes, where are you bound for, may I ask? What your diamonds cost you, everybody knows. All the world can see behind your mask. All dolled up in glad rags, tomorrow they may turn to sad rags. They call you, oh, little glad rag doll. Oh, you're admired and you're desired by try lots of lovers, but they soon grow tired. Poor little glad rag doll. You're just a pretty toy they like to play with. You're not the kind they choose to grow old and gray with. Don't make this the end, dear. It's never, never too late to mend, dear. Poor little lad,
Miss Doc, I see the funniest thing today.
Yes?
I was out in the country working for a farmer when a lady from the city drove up in an automobile and got out to visit the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so she was wearing a bright red dress, and before anybody knowed what was happening, the bull started chasing the city lady all over the field.
Well,
the farmer stopped the bull, and he said to the lady, "I'm powerful sorry, lady, that my bull chased you. I guess it must have been the red dress you was wearing. He didn't like it." And the city lady said, "I knew the dress was terribly out of style, but I had no idea the cow would notice it." Man, that bull sure could run, too. He used to be in a field 20 miles away, and when the farmer whistled, that bull reached the bull before the farmer could count 10.
You mean that bull can run 20 miles before that farmer can count 10?
Yeah, boy.
That's plenty fast. But listen, I've got a friend what lives in California. He eats breakfast in Los Angeles, lunch in Chicago, and supper in New York.
Eats breakfast in Los Angeles, lunch in Chicago, and supper in New York?
Yeah, man.
Well, how does he get there so quick?
He rides that fast bull you was just telling us about.
Now, folks, Rastus sings "The Object of My Affection." All
the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are girls who can thrill me and some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. But I know I'll never rest until she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, 'cause she's not the kind who'll be unfair. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, I sure won't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Yes, pretty good, pretty good, a pretty good show.
There's that nosy sheriff again. What in blazes can he want?
Hi there, Doc, how are you?
Oh, hello, Sheriff. What are you doing over on this side of the border?
Oh, I'm just doing a little detecting work. I'm looking for a party.
And you think you'll find this party?
Well, I'm right on the trail. I heard the boys are singing, so I thought I'd come over and listen to them a spell. Doing pretty good business, huh, Doc?
Yes, pretty good, Sheriff, pretty good.
Yes, what a thought. Well, I reckon you had to do good business to put up that bond to get the driver and them two little colored boys across the bridge. You had to put up a right smart amount of money, didn't you?
Yes, quite a bit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our show for tonight. We thank you and invite you to come again. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh, is the show all over?
Yes, all over for tonight, Sheriff.
Well, I guess I'll mosey on then. So long, Doc.
Goodbye, Sheriff. Good luck. I hope you get your man.
Oh, I'll get him all right. Sheriff Heaven needs a Velvet Bottom always gets his man. So long, Doc. I'll be seeing you again soon.
You old fool. What does he keep trailing us for? I thought we'd seen the last of him.
I can't help but think that he's watching these boys, Dad, and hoping to find out something.
Well, if he ever goes back and tells the customs officer that he saw Sonny and Buddy here, I'm going to have to do some explaining as to how they got into Mexico. Oh, come in the house car, Betty. I want you to bandage my head.
Buddy,
Buddy, come here a minute. I just can't forget what Betty said about Mother sitting and worrying about us. And I've made up my mind that I'm going to write her tonight and mail the letter myself.
If you do, Sonny, it'll turn out just as Betty said. Mother will notify the police and Doc and Betty will be arrested. I'd hate to see Doc go to jail and harm come to Betty, wouldn't you, Sonny?
Of course, but at the same time, we've got to think of Mother. She comes first. Say, Buddy, I've got an idea. Let's slip off some night and go back home. We'll walk in on Mother and show her that we're alive and well, and maybe we can plead with her not to have Doc arrested.
That's a good idea, Sonny. Mother will be so glad to know that we're safe that she might forgive Doc, especially if we tell her that Doc didn't hurt us and how good Betty's been to us.
That's exactly what we'll do. But how will we get back home? We haven't any money to pay our fare.
Well, we can hitchhike. I'm sure that almost anybody would give us a ride when we tell them we've been kidnapped and that we're trying to get back home to our mother.
Yes, but suppose we should get lost. You know, Betty said this was dangerous country, and Doc said that people who were lost in these woods are seldom found. Gosh!
Well, I'm willing to take the chance if you are, but the next question is, how will we be able to get away from Doc? He watches us so closely.
Well, we'll wait until Doc falls asleep some night. We'll go to bed with all our clothes on, and then when we're sure the Doc is asleep, we can slip out of the house car and run away.
Oh, boy, that'll be great. But, Sonny, when will we do all this?
Some night this week.
Okay.
Some night this week. Well, at last it looks as if our little friends will soon be on their way to home and mother. And right there, girls and boys, you'll find the moral in tonight's chapter. You remember what Sonny said tonight? Well, I'll repeat it for you. He said, Mother comes first. Always remember that, and you'll save Mother lots of worry and heartaches. Not only now, but also when you're a grown-up man or woman. Mother comes first.